Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of someone who can, you know, give it up, I think about Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you Miriam. I believe Miriam's like 10 years old, and it's just going to melt your heart. She's in Iraq, and she's a Christian, and she speaks truth because, you know, ISIS took her parents home. Just she's in a refugee camp, and her heart. We're going to play, and you got to stay tuned. It's going to just melt your heart, and it's just so important to see that we either got to have the rich young ruler's viewpoint and walk away from God because you can't serve them both, or we're going to have Miriam's viewpoint.
Yeah.
And I think about Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 10, when the Lord says, it says, to this day, they have not humbled themselves or shown reverence, nor have they followed my laws. And then at that point, he goes on, therefore, this is what I'm going to do to you. And what happens is great destruction begins to come to Israel. What is he saying? He's saying three things. He's saying humility, reverence, and obedience. I want you to join us on our next program. We're going to go to this video. We're going to talk about that some because that we have replacement theology has replaced those three key important things that bring destruction on our land if we don't.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Key things that we need to adhere to
right.
has been replaced. We're destined to fall into if we don't keep it.
That's definitely replacement theology. So you have people going around today going, why is all this, this trouble, this problem, this pain is like replacement theology. God hasn't changed. We have. We got to get back. As a matter of fact, you got to hear Miriam right now. Take a look at this.
واحنا موجودين هنا في المخيم لقينا بنوتة فوجئت ان هي بتقول ان هي بتتفرج على ليش هيك واسمها مريم ازيك يا مريم
زينة انت كيفك
انا زي الفل انت بتتفرج على ليش هيك فعلا
ايوه
يس
بتحبي سات 7 كيدز
دو يو لايك اس اي
تي فين بلدك جاي من قرقوش برضو
ايوه
يس فروم قرقوش
طيب انت عندك 10 سنين مش كده طيب قولي لي انت بقالك قد ايه هنا في المخيم
اربع اشهر
4 months
ايه اكتر حاجه انت حاسه ان هي كنت بتحبيها في قرقوش مش موجوده هنا دلوقتي
that you don't have here
كان عندنا بيت
we used to have a house and we were entertained and whereas here we're not
بس الحمد لله
but thank God God provides for us
قصدك ايه يعني ايه الله سترنا
what do you mean God provides for you
يعني الله حبنا
God loves us and he wouldn't let ISIS kill us
وما قبل يعني يقتلونا داعش
You know how much God loves you, don't you?
Yes.
God loves us all. Not just me. God loves everybody. Do you also think God loves those who harmed you or not? He loves them. But he doesn't love Satan. What are you feeling towards those who drove you out of your home and caused you hardships? I won't do anything to them. I will only ask God to forgive them. And can you too forgive them? Yes. But that's very hard. Or is it easy to forgive those who made me suffer? I won't kill them. Why kill them? I'm just sad they drove us out of our homes. And why did they do that? You used to love your school in Qorqash, didn't you? Yes, I was the first. Of my class. Did you also have friends from school?
Yes.
Are they here with you? Maybe some of them are watching SA7 Kids on TV show now. What would you like to tell them? I used to have a friend before I came here. Her name was Sandra. We used to spend the whole day together. All day at school, we were together. Even though we didn't live close by, we loved each other a lot. If any of us wronged to the other, we used to forgive each other. Sometimes we used to play and wrong to each other, but we used to forgive one another. We used to love each other. Now I only wish to see her. You don't know where she is, do you? No, I don't know where she is. If Sandra was watching us now, I'm sure she's sending you her greetings. And I'm sure she loves you, Miriam. She loves me a lot. And I love her too. And I wish to see her. For sure, and I wish we'd be with you the day you meet Sandra. Hopefully. What does that mean? I hope we go back home. And she goes back home. So we can meet together. I hope we go back home. If God so wants. Not what we want, but God, because He knows best. Don't you sometimes feel sad? Do you feel Jesus has forsaken you? No, sometimes I cry because we left our home in Karakush, but I'm not angry at God because we left Karakush. I thank Him because He provided us. Even if we're suffering here, He provides for us. You taught me so many things. Thank you. You taught me things too. What did I teach you? You taught me. You didn't teach me. I mean, you felt for me. You felt for me. I had some feelings and I wanted people to know how I feel. The children here. Do you know that Jesus will never forsake you? He will never forsake me. If you're a true believer, He will never forsake you.
Do you remember a song
that you like to sing when you're alone and to talk to Jesus through it, or don't you remember? I know some songs. What would you like to sing to me? The song you like? Just a short song that you can sing for us. There's a song.
Dear Lord, Lord, we come to You in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we repent for acting like and being like the rich young ruler. Lord, we want to be like Miriam. She was ousted by her home, seeing people beheaded, 4 months in a camp. And she holds no bitterness. She holds only love, and ask for forgiveness for her persecutor. Lord, You said, for those that are sons of God, this is what we do. We forgive those who curse us. Lord, we have replaced Your theology in the land of America and try to make new theology instead of going back to Your word. But I thank You for Miriam. I ask You, Lord, that You would meet her needs and all the people's needs in Iraq, Lord God, and the Christians that are in these camps, dear Lord, that You would give her even a nicer home, Lord, and unite her to her friend. Lord, I pray for our audience that is listening right now today, God, that they too would have the heart of Miriam here, this young child who understands, who has not replaced the truth of Your word in her heart. Lord, I pray, forgive us in America, God. We have the capabilities. We have the strength. We have the finance. We have the things and the stuff. But will we even give them to Miriam? Will we even release them? Lord God, I pray that you would turn the heart of your people in America, God. Awaken the church, Lord God. I pray for a grace, a Holy Ghost boldness to come upon your church to stand in the day of trouble. So this land does not have to be destroyed, that we would stand, that we would no longer bury our head in the sand of denial, but we would stand before you, God. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, give us a boldness. Give us a tenacity. Raise us up to serve you fully, Lord God, that we would let go of everything, that things wouldn't have us. We would have things, but we would use them, Father God, to further your kingdom, Lord God. That you've blessed us to be a blessing, God, and that mindset would come back to America. And once again, we would bring light to the world, Father God. Lord, I pray, forgive us for being just like the rich young ruler, Lord God. We surrender all of our things to you, and yes, we will stand in the day of trouble by your grace and in view of your mercy. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.